You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He fumbled
and
it.
He fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by, yeah, it is unrecovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit turnover. Brady. What a moment. What a moment in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, really in our lives. I mean, in our lives, guys. What a moment. Good morning to you on Brandon Graham Day. BG Day here today on WIP. Your chance to weigh in and pay honor to Brandon. We also have a Twitter poll question of the day. And my answer until last week would have been no. I saw a picture in preparation for tonight's BG Live event we're going to do in Phoenixville. That I saw this and I had no recollection of it. Ray, I'm throwing this question to you. Let's see. So the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Ray, I will be incredibly impressed.
Oh God, now you're
with your Eagles knowledge and memory.
No, if you're setting me up.
Well, you got a shot, but I didn't have this. Okay. All right, here's the question. Do you, and of course this goes for everyone at 215, I mean, it's a Twitter poll. Rhea, do you remember that Brandon's first uniform number with the Eagles was 54?
Well, yeah, I did remember he changed numbers.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, no, that I
good
did
good for
know.
You.
Oh, okay. God, okay. You had me all stressed out here.
No, nothing to stress about. James, did you remember it?
So I remembered like that. I knew he had a different number. Yeah. I don't know that I would have pulled 54. I knew it was close to 55, so I might have guessed it, but I didn't know for sure it was 54.
Yeah, I might not have known the number, but I knew he started with.
Last week,
number.
I had no recollection of that until I saw a photograph. I mean, even then, I didn't remember.
That would have been a great hammer question.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I would not have won that week. All right, so the BG thing. Also, let's get to the window to the weekend because obviously there was a lot going on this weekend. Window to the weekend brought to us by Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, the weekend, couple things obviously stood out beyond just the Phillies, which we talked about earlier. John, it was music to our 76ers fans' ears.
Sure was.
Not only, two different things, not only when the Clippers lost Game 7, did James Harden score a measly 7 points? Seven! That's it! Ben Simmons was a did-not-play coach's decision!
DNP.
Which, I gotta tell you guys, leads to the possibility that his career could be over!
His career's been over.
Let me get down on my knees and say, dear Lord! Please, dear Lord, no one give this man another contract.
You're really on your knees for this.
Let this man suffer and let Ben's career be over. Thank you, Lord. Getting back up.
Amen.
Right. Took a little sore from all your working out.
But, John, how about James Harden? Yeah, I am. Seven points.
That's Yeah, it is.
Holy mackerel.
Sounding.
Anyway, that was wild.
Ben Simmons, they're finally. I mean, they're finally sick of it.
Well, he just wasn't. He wasn't good enough. Game seven.
Has it been 10 years of this?
Well, about 10 years, maybe ten.
A decade of.
Imagine
what would you even call that? Malingering.
The opposite.
A decade of malingering.
I'd call it the opposite of Brandon Graham. I'd call it the exact opposite. If Brandon Graham had Ben Simmons' heart. Wait, I said it wrong. If Ben Simmons had Brandon Graham's heart, he would have been Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Generational. By the way, did you know that James Harden has now lost a game seven with 14?
Yeah, it's
four.
And he comes up small every time. Yeah. All right, so obviously that stood out this weekend. The horse race with the Kentucky Derby, the Phils, the whole deal. By the way, Steph won last night. Congrats to him. He gets to the second round. There was a lot going on. Oh, and congrats to all of us. That ran in the Broad Street Run yesterday. Well done by the
all of us.
Ran is ran.
Well
the
done.
Term we would use
Broad
here.
Broad Street Run, baby. Mm. Yeah, that's how I did. Unless I didn't, you can figure that out.
Did you walk? Did you not participate?
I'm not going to say.
Did you just perpetrate a participation?
I may or may not have been in the Broad Street Run yesterday.
You would have been dead.
Right there. I'm here.
I
got bounce back ability. Oh,
How far was it?
On steroids, by the way. I want to announce that for Spike, Ike, and Jack in this little event we're going to have this summer. Steroids have kicked in.
Good.
All right. I called up
the help you can get.
I called up Balco, the cream, the clear, anabolic, whatever the hell I need.
How far was the run?
Well, it's the Broad Street Run.
Everyone knows.
It's the Broad Street Run.
How far did you go?
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. All right, BG Day today on WIP. Let's get to Rick and Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So what was really special about that Brady fumble is, if you listen to that again, Merrill Reese called for it, too. We needed it.
Yes, he did.
Turnover here, and bang, there it goes.
Yes, he did. So, by the way, I'd like to say, just to... clear the record. I am not on steroids. Just okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
I
need
okay,
Raphael's on clarification. Yeah. Yeah.
Broad Street Run though, that one might still be on the table.
You don't appear roided out.
All right, Rick, what do you got on BG Day? What a play that was, and what a guy, man.
I kind of believe you're not on steroids.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, no, you know, it was just really a special moment, and we don't have many of them, and 2-time Super Bowl winner and all the accolades. But you know, we have so much room in Lincoln Financial Field. Why don't we have a ring of honor? And how great would it be if this year we unveil a ring of honor and you start it with Brandon Graham?
Well, they essentially have one with the Eagles Hall of Fame, but I guess they don't have it around the stadium the way the Cowboys do, where they list all their names in a visible way. John, do you know of a spot in the Lincoln? I mean, I'm sure somewhere they list them. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I don't know, Rick. I mean, I got to imagine they're displayed somewhere, but it's not. Ray, you probably go to the most games. Can you think of a spot where the Eagles Hall of Famers?
No, but there's got to be a location
somewhere. But it might be like in the concourse for all we know.
The Phillies have their, you know, which you can go see.
Phillies have it. Is it? Out in center field.
Center field behind the wall.
Yeah, behind the wall in center. Yeah, I don't know, Rick. I'm not sure where it is in the link. But they could make it more prominent.
I'm talking about a visible ring of honor where you see them all the time on the outside where you're in the I'm a season ticket holder.
It's a reasonable point. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Hey, Rick, give me an answer for a notable five.
Jackson 5.
Big one.
Nice.
Knew that was going to be said early, and obviously has winning capabilities.
I was just watching the Michael Jackson special about the, you know, the performance, the tour that he was going to do 9 days before he died. They were, you know, recording and compiling the practices and everything. I think the movie is called This Is It,
okay,
or something like that. You gotta check it out.
That's a weird name. It's called This Is It or something like that.
No, This Is It.
Gotcha.
And it was.
And you know, I can make jokes too. You guys rip me for my athletic prowess and the such, which you know obviously is a joke when you guys say that. Because I mean, how do you rip this guy? I mean, a sculpted dude like myself. All right. By the way, I did quick golf this weekend. That part I will tell the truth on. I got out there, shot a 58 in the front nine, and said, I am out of here. So that was a really, 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 really
positive golf.
Really rough.
Routing.
Yeah. Really
Were you
rough.
Golfing
one.
With someone else?
Well, I went out there by myself, but they got me out there with three random guys that showed up. Nice guys, by the way. Young 20s, good dudes. Baseball players at some college. I forget which one. Really good guys. And I was so bad. I just walked off after 9, which was horrible. Ooh. Yeah, it was not
quitter.
Good. Yeah, I was a quitter.
So you gave those guys a story. They always be like, remember that guy who just walked off while we were playing golf that time?
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's get to Howie Roseman. He told some stories late last week when he was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack. And one of the things he talked about, his relationship with Brandon Graham. Let's listen to Howie.
We've had a lot of these guys. I can't tell you that I have a favorite because, you know, all of them mean an incredible amount to me. That would be like picking a favorite kid, which I do have some days of the week. And I think that, you know, it's just a special relationship that we've had and just a really a lot of conversations, a lot of support for one another. Not only do I feel like I've had his back, but I feel like he's always had my back and been tremendously confident in what I'm going to do. I mean, you know, you talk about that group of Kelsey and Fletch and BG and Lane, and, you know, throughout all those changes, they always believed. They always believed we would get it right here, and I never took that lightly. You know, I always felt special that they believed in that and felt an obligation to do whatever I could to make sure that they were as successful as possible. So, in terms of BG's story, you know, I got a lot of them. I'm not sure they're suitable for this call right at this moment. But let me think about that, and maybe on BG day, I'll unveil one.
Love it. You know, we're going to play more of Howie later in the show because he talked a lot more about a moment that was very special to him. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Eric in Middletown. Eric, good morning.
Morning, team.
What's up, Eric?
You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Brandon Gamer about a
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Month ago, and let me tell you what, this guy was as genuine as it gets. He made me feel like I had known him my whole life. My son and my nephew were tickled pink, man, and it was one of their, they considered their greatest day, you know, as young as they are. But, you know, in the words of the late Harry Callis, Brandon Graham, you are the man.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Eric, John, I think, used the word genuine earlier, authentic, something like that. He really is and was just...
Yeah, there's no pretense.
None.
He's just flat out kind and good. And when he smiles, he's happy. And he also knows that it communicates something. Like, he is a guy who brings everyone else up to his level. You know, like, he is a leader. And you don't even know you're being led half the time.
Yeah, he
makes it feel like he actually wants to be talking to you.
Yeah,
and his interest. You know what I mean?
No,
you can meet, and think about, you meet like 100 people in a night. For all 100 of those people to not feel like you're meeting 100 people in a night is amazing.
I agree with that. Yeah, very special guy, Eric, to say the least. All right, give me a notable five.
Oh, it's got to be the high five.
The high five.
Very answer. Nice.
That's a big answer right there.
So, I feel like you don't see the high five as much as you used to.
You don't have a kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Kids love high fives still. Kids are super in on high fives.
I guess I was thinking in sports. So, you don't see the low five ever anymore, John. That used to be a thing. Like, I see Magic.
Too slow, right?
Magic Johnson would make a pass, and he'd look at Michael Cooper and get the low five.
I think people still do.
Not much, man.
Sure they do. I mean, you do it all the time, and like when you're passing off activities, like little relays and stuff, you know, slap the hand. This does happen.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I just don't think it happens as much. Let's get to Anthony in New Jersey on Brandon Graham Day. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Super, Anthony.
Hey, man, I remember after the Tampa Bay loss, Brandon Graham came in the studio. Joe, you hammered them, man. You hammered them. And Brandon, he sat there like a man. He took it and he told everybody that the guys was going to work harder, that we was going to get through this. Brandon was the only one sitting there. I'm not going to lie. At the time, I thought it was a dumbass smile, and how could you sit there like that, man? But Brandon really believed in himself, in the team. He put the work in. He worked hard, man, and a few months later, man, another Super Bowl. I just want to thank Brandon. Appreciate the Eagles' career he had, man. What a guy we're losing. Irreplaceable, man. Irreplaceable.
I agree with that. I agree with that entirely, except that part about me hammering him. I think I was more hammering the team. You know, I can't hammer Brandon Graham.
Yeah,
I mean,
you was really hammering the team. Yeah,
exactly.
He like a man and took it, man. And
well, that, you know, Anthony, Brandon, I'll say this. That was part of when I referenced earlier, he got us, and I didn't mean us like WIP, although that's part of it. He understood the Philadelphia sports fan thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got that we put so much into it, millions of us as fans, and that sometimes we've got to vent. And I thought he, you know, some athletes really struggle with how to respond to that. Scott Rolen, for instance, really struggled with it big time. Brandon got it. And that was something I really appreciate. And I think then when he's back up there on that podium, it's part of what makes you appreciate him even more, maybe even respect him even more. Because he wouldn't wag the finger at us. Like Doc Rivers would wag the finger at us. Not like the middle finger, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like Doc Rivers would scold us. Brandon Graham wasn't like that, but while maintaining positivity. It's a unique thing to balance.
Brandon Graham was the first player in the history of the University of Michigan to be a defensive player, voted the most valuable player.
That's hard to believe.
Twice, yeah. Most valuable player on the team twice, and defensive player. Just in order to do something like that, you're bringing more than just your play.
Yeah. Now, maybe it was a down era, because when I looked up his career, you know what? I forgot that I didn't know he was a part of the Appalachian State loss to a 1AA team.
Oh, God, they were really good. That.
I think that was like his first year or second year, maybe, something like that.
Appalachian State, they were legit that year. Well,
wasn't Daniel Jeremiah on that Appalachian State team, maybe?
He was?
I think so.
Maybe,
I know he played there. I don't know if
that.
I think he was. Maybe.
Anthony, give me a notable five in honor of our guy, BJ.
Notable five, man. Somebody stole the Jackson 5, man. I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln and $5 bill.
So I need a ruling here. The $5 bill has already been said.
Yeah, I don't think that you could do it twice.
Yeah.
I said the five spot, but I didn't say Lincoln.
If he just said, we'll write him down for Lincoln, but I don't think it's going to win, but it's, you know. All right, let's get to it. Let's go to Neil right now, Northeast Philly. What's going on, Neil?
Hey, happy. Oh, Rhea, you did a sensational job getting Jeffrey Lurie just like you did to Angelo all those years, booking guests.
Thank you.
And, Brandon, the sports is very huge in this community, and Brandon Graham is definitely a leader of the community. With his strip sack in the Super Bowl, with being his final year a Walter Payton nominee, playing in over 200 games in the NFL, he's and what he's done, you know, like even WIT with the Players Lounge and with Ava, you know, with the pep rallies or whatever, he's an incredible human being and player.
Absolutely, you know? Correct, Neil. Well said. Give me a notable five, Neil.
He won the All-Star game, and he was a Philly in the 60s, Johnny Callison.
You got it. Johnny Callison sure did win that All-Star game, 1964 with a home run. Let's get to Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Brandon Graham Day. Happy anniversary to my wife.
Ooh.
Wow.
That would also mean happy anniversary to you, Dave.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
How many years are you celebrating, Dave?
Well, we got together in 2009. We got married in 2018.
That's awesome.
Good for you, man.
Congratulations.
So, John, you took some of my smoke because I was going to comment on how Brandon Graham, I was a big Michigan fan, and I was really high on Brandon coming out because I've watched Michigan football nonstop. And you took the MVP, the team MVP thing from me.
Yeah, that's a leader. So, that's a leader right there.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, give me an answer, my man, for a notable five. What do you got?
Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think so, for sure.
It's probably the best.
I dislike that numbering. I don't think of it that way at all. Empire Strikes Back, to me, is 2.
Yeah, but it is technically called 5.
I know.
And I'll say this, pretty good answer. I mean, it's probably the best.
I love Empire.
Better than Rocky 5.
Empire.
Just a little.
Might be the best 5th, even though it's 2, movie ever, maybe.
Oh, it's the best 5th. I mean, movie-wise.
That's what I'm saying, movie-wise. Yeah. That's interesting.
I mean, what's even close?
I don't know.
Many 5ths that are any.
Fast and Furious, there were like 37, right. So maybe 5.
That is the best one, Fast 5, of the Fast and Furiouses.
You got Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mission Impossible. I think the 5th is like Ghost Protocol, maybe.
How do you know?
How do you keep all that straight, man?
I don't know.
Harry Potter 5, they didn't call it that, but there was a...
That's the Order of the Phoenix.
My God, James.
He is a dork.
The Rain Man of movies. Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.